This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Big O, with Albert Wilson opting out, who do you think will step up as a possible number three receiver if there's a season? Well, Herman, I'm glad you brought it up because I told you I wanted to address the little Dolphins talk here. And we all know that Albert Wilson and Allen Hurns dropped out. They opted out for COVID reasons, and we all can respect that. If you didn't tune in yesterday, I talked about their absences and what it means to the team and where they're going to miss them and all that stuff, and you can listen to all of that. The other part of the conversation now we'll have, which we all know that the starters now are and have always been Devontae Parker and Preston Williams. And Preston now is back to practicing, and by the time the season rolls around, he should be ready to go and ready to play. And so now you've got two guys that are, you know, your top dogs, your number one guys. So here's where it starts to get interesting. I think your number three guy will be a situational person. Let me explain. I think that if you're in a short area that you've got to move the chains and you've got to get possession, I think a guy like Isaiah Ford will have that opportunity. If you're at your own 35-yard line and it's first down or second down and you want to spread these guys out and you want to kill them with some speed, I think you'll bring in Jakeem Grant. Gary Jennings is kind of a wild card. Kirk Merritt out of Arkansas State is a wild card. Malcolm Perry out of Navy, more of a running back, but will probably be used as a wide receiver. Now, I want to remind you, I want you to look at what the Dolphins are doing right now. Okay? Patrick Laird, a pass-catching running back. Matt Breida, a pass-catching running back. Malcolm Perry, the kid they got out of Navy, a pass-catching running back slash receiver slash returner slash do everything, but he can catch the ball, is my point. Miles Gaskins can catch the ball out of the backfield. Okay. I'm going to try to say this with a straight face, but I can't. Kalen Ballage. He has the skill set, okay? We saw it the first year. The second year, I can't explain what happened to Kalen Ballage. I don't know if he thought he arrived or something in year one, but he got humbled in year two. But he does have the skill set to catch the ball, okay? Like I said, I don't have a straight face under this mask, okay? So I'm sorry, but he does have the skill set. But my bigger point is that there's no doubt that the two guys that walked out are two guys that can be every down number three guys, okay? I'm not going to argue that. But now you have maybe more of a revolving door, more of a situational type of way of doing things. So you might have that third receiver might alternate. The third and fourth receivers might alternate. That you may have different kinds of packages. You know, maybe Isaiah Ford and Malcolm Perry are your, like, possession guys. And then when you want to kill them with some speed, you got maybe you bring in Grant and you bring in the Kirk Merritt kid. And you have a little more shiftiness and speed out there. I'm not exactly – well, you know, Ford actually has got some quickness to him too. He's not a slow guy or anything like that. He's not just a possession guy, but he can be because he's a good route runner, you know, overall. And that's one thing that we saw him grow last year towards the back end of the year with Ryan Fitzpatrick. So I think that's what ends up happening here. You know, maybe they sign a veteran free agent. If they do, obviously it's not going to be a burner type because those guys aren't out there. I know Antonio Brown's out there, but you don't go. And I know Chad Johnson, or Ocho Cinco, whatever the hell you want to call him. I know he was tweeting out yesterday, hey, I live 15 minutes from camp. Why don't you, reach out to me and whatever, a 40-year-old receiver or 45 or whatever Chad Johnson is now. That's not the answer, okay? If there's a veteran-type guy out there that's a professional, okay, unlike Antonio Brown, who's got all kinds of issues. Plus, Antonio Brown's out for 8 games. So he's not even helping you. You don't even know if the season will last 8 games. Why would you even want to carry that headache for a couple of months after you sign him? You don't even know what's going to happen when you sign that clown. So you got to stop with all of that. But if there's a veteran out there that brings some leadership, brings some experience, brings professionalism, okay, then I can see Brian Flores and Chris Greer adding him. Remember, how many old guys were they looking for last year off the heap? Not much, right? They're not into that. They're into developing players. So maybe they'll steal another young guy from somebody's practice squad if they're having injuries. You know, maybe that's what they'll do. That might be the way they go, because that way they could try to get more young guys. And then if they find one that they can develop and keep, they do it. And they did that last year. So I can see them going in that direction. But I think the number three guy, number four guys, is going to be kind of a creative type of attack. And that fourth guy might be a running back. Because I told you, look at all those guys. It could be Patrick Laird, that fourth guy. You know what I'm saying? It could be Breida coming out of the backfield and Patrick Laird flares out and lines up as a fourth receiver. You see what I'm saying? So these are the kind of things that could end up developing. Hell, maybe you're in short yardage and you've got Howard back there with Breida and you flare out Breida. Okay? And so Breida's out there with the receivers and he's got the speed and you're at the 1 yard line and you're just powering with Howard. So you're selling that and maybe you suck him in. And now you've got Gesicki and other guys, and you can throw the ball if you want to. Because Howard then brings in, like, uh-oh, they're gonna shove it right down our throats, and you play action, and boom. I think there's a lot of things that you can do with their lineup, and I think that's what they were planning. And I tell you this because he comes from New England, and that's why I pointed out that a lot of the backs now can catch the ball. And I think they're going to want that element in their offense. And outside of Howard, everybody pretty much can catch the ball. Kalen Ballage, it's up to Kalen, but he has a skill set. He can do it. So that's my answer to you right now at that 3 and 4 spot. I don't think you look at it like it's going to be a permanent guy. I think it's going to be a scheme fit at that moment. What kind of defense you're playing, what's their weakness, let's attack it with this guy. Next week, we attack it with that guy. The week after that, we attack it with this guy. So you're going to keep people off balance. Preston Williams and Devontae Parker are matchup nightmares. They can run, they can jump, they can catch, they can get physical, they can run past you. They're matchup nightmares. So those guys, they're a pain in the ass for anybody. It doesn't matter. The other guys, you can mix and match them. That's what I like about it. So there you go. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.